Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, great news for you diabetics. Doesn't matter what you do. You can eat better. Doesn't matter. You can exercise. It doesn't matter. You'll still have diabetes, right? Right? What? Is that good news? No, it's not good news. That's the bogus news coming out of another government-sponsored federal study as to whether diet and weight loss can prevent heart attacks and strokes in overweight and obese people with type 2 diabetes. Isn't it amazing? If my son hands me a stevia-flavored soda. Stevia. Zevia. Oh, interesting. Thank you, son. Appreciate that. Especially since you knew aspartame is one of the topics this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, my friends. One more hour to go till we kick off the Monday through Friday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News, Natural News Radio. But right now, GCN, another hour, 800-259-5791. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, question, comment, we've got one lined up already. We'll get two on asthma. Didn't plan on that, but hey, caller calls in on it. I want to tackle it for you. Stand by for that. But CDC claims, okay, we talked about flu shot last hour. This hour, diabetes drug diet propaganda. Yes, a federal study says, hey, type 2 diabetes, we stopped the study. Why? Because it didn't matter what we did. Diet didn't matter. Exercise didn't matter. Of course, you know this is completely garbage. But they don't tell you anything about the diet they put these folks on, do they? What's the diet? I'll tell you what it is. It's written by dietitians. Where did their information come from? Let's see. Who sponsors the American Dietetics Association that changed their name to something less, let's say, debilitating? Now, they added nutrition or something into their name, but they're still dunderheaded dietetics. And I'll prove it to you this hour. Do you know any dietitians? We will embarrass them. And they should be embarrassed. In fact, they should drop their dietitian label. Oh, they tried with the Nutrition Edition, but it doesn't change. The zebra without stripes is still the zebra. You can paint them. The dietitian's dunderheaded, and we're going to prove it to you this hour. 25 million Americans that claim to have type 2 diabetes, many overweight and obese. On average, the disease increases heart disease risk by 2 to 2.5 times. That's according to Dr. Ronald Kahn, chief academic officer at the Joslin Diabetes Center in Boston. So they thought diet exercise would help. Of course, it didn't. Not in their study. Why? Because it was all about calories. We got to cut your calories. Where were the 1,200 to 1,500 calories coming from? Twinkies? Were they drinking diet sodas laced with aspartame and other synthetic toxic agents of chemical warfare? Probably. Because they don't go to nutritionists. They don't go to homeopaths. They don't go to naturopaths to learn about nutrition. No, they go to licensed dietitians who get their information from PepsiCo and Coca-Cola and Unilever. Or is it Unilever? Yes, this is the same group of people that thinks genetic modifications are just wonderful, just dandy. And they showed, well, it didn't matter. So what's the point? Well, you can do your drugs, you can do your diet. Nothing works. Of course, what works here is to call Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com and say, Jonathan, send me my GTF Chromium. I need to take 100 micrograms 3 times a day. I need to replenish the minerals that are gone and watch the diabetes type 2 melt away, along with the weight, when you can actually process sugars and energies into and out of the cells. But that cannot be discussed in a study like this because you've got dunderheaded dietitians promoting aspartame-laced sodas. And do you know that 11%, no, it's not 11%, 20%. 20% of Americans drink diet soda. Write them off right now. 20% of all Americans, you can't help them. You can't reach them. They are so far gone, nothing can wake them from the dunderheaded dietitian pharmaceutical matrix. It's over. 20% of the population age 2 and older. Who allowed these people to have kids? 2-year-olds drinking diet sodas, aspartame-laced yogurts. It's amazing. Aspartame. We'll get into more about what that is, but dietitians don't get it. You prove me wrong? No, we've got great audio clips here about this. Absolutely amazing. You want to hear, they set the stage here because it's a really shiny, happy dietitian in this article with video, and you can watch it. We're going to listen to it now, this dietitian, Carolyn O'Neill, as she answers the questions. But the opening question was from a lady. It's kind of like one of the 20% who doesn't know any better, actually stupid enough to ask a dietitian this question. Go ahead and run that clip number one.
I drink a couple of diet sodas a day, but some of my friends tell me I shouldn't because the aspartame in them is bad for me. What's the scoop?
What's the scoop? Oh, ask me. I'm a dietitian, and I am so happy, and I've got a nice accent. I'll get you to the answer with this. And what does this dietitian, Carolyn O'Neill, say? Let's run clip number two.
On the internet, you can find claims that aspartame causes all kinds of negative health effects, ranging from headaches to cancer. But more than 200 studies have shown that aspartame is safe and that there's no basis for any of these claims.
So 200 industry-sponsored and funded studies counteract the thousands, the tens of thousands, the hundreds of thousands of complaints that have gone into the FDA more than any other food additive in the history of food additives. But don't listen to that. Pay no attention to the adverse events or adverse effects. They're just anecdotes. They don't mean anything. Because the 200 studies that we are claiming as dietitians coming from those who sponsor us, that's the real deal. Keep drinking your aspartame-laced sodas. Carolyn O'Neill sounds so scientific, doesn't she? Oh, we're just going to put that propaganda to rest. We have 200 studies. Oh, all you have are hundreds of thousands of reports of people complaining. What does she say in clip number three?
Aspartame is made of 2 amino acids. These are the building blocks of protein, and they're also in other foods we eat every day. The body breaks aspartame down just as it does any other food.
Yes, because it's got aspartic acid in there, and it's bound to formaldehyde, and you break it down and you process it. Guess what? You release methanol, which is wood alcohol, which caused optic nerve damage and blindness, and you release formaldehyde, and you release, which is, by the way, embalming fluid. Oh, yes, but we want you to be nice and prepared for your untimely demise, that your body will never decay so you can be like a mummy in an Egyptian tomb somewhere, thanks to aspartame, a.k.a. NutraSweet, a.k.a. AminoSweet, a.k.a. dunderheaded artificial sweeteners supported by dunderheaded dietitians. Am I being too mean? Oh, by the way, formic acid, another breakdown component. Hey, that's okay. Ant sting poisoning you and me? Ooh, no problem. Let's hear from clip number four.
Aspartame has been around a long time. It was approved more than 30 years ago by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which continues to regard it as safe.
Oh, that's a ringing endorsement. The FDA says it's safe. It was approved thanks to some monkey business going on behind the scenes of the Reagan administration because of lizard boy Donald Rumsfeld. On a list of chemical warfare, potential warfare agents. And then it got approved. Well, it's been around a long time, says Carolyn O'Neill, the dietitian. It's been around a lot. So is mercury. And the ADA, the other ADA, the American diabetes? No, there's a lot of ADAs. They're all dunderheaded. The American Dietetics, the American Dental Association still believes mercury is good for you. Why don't you get together with them, Carolyn, and drink your mercury-laced high fructose corn syrup sodas. How about that? What does she say in clip number five?
One thing to note, however, people with a very rare inherited condition known as PKU must avoid phenylalanine. That's one of the amino acids found in aspartame as well as other foods. But this applies to a very small number of people. For everyone else, including children, women who are pregnant or breastfeeding, and people with diabetes, aspartame is safe to consume.
What? See, this, you don't have to go further. I will, but you don't have to. A dietitian is not worthy. No, they're not worthy. They're not qualified to tell you anything about what's good to eat and what's not good to eat, what's good to drink and not good to eat. It's good for kids. Let them drink this chemical cocktail that's genetically modified. Yes, it is genetically modified to bind the amino acids to the formaldehyde, the formic acid, etc. And, of course, they say, oh, well, PKU, that's rare. It's not in you. Then it's okay. You can drink it down. You can drink it down. But in clip number 6, what do we say about regular soda versus diet soda, huh, Carolyn? Go ahead, clip 6.
And regular soda has 140 calories per 12-ounce can, while a diet soda has zero. That's a big savings.
Oh, my gosh, it's all about calories. You stupid dietitian! I'm sorry, did I use the word stupid? No, I would say 4-letter words I would want to utter, but the one of the federal agencies would not be too pleased with me if I did that. So I better hold off on that. But see, it's all about calories for them. And I'm not endorsing regular sodas because of the high fructose corn syrup. It's been a long time since the big boys put real sugar, cane sugar. And some do. I think the specialty sodas do. But still, if you're going to do that, please take your 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium that you're going to get from choosetobehealthy.com. Last clip on aspartame, Carolyn O'Neill, Dunderheaded Dietitian, clip 7.
Don't fall into the trap of thinking it's okay to routinely go for that giant plate of fettuccine Alfredo just because you're also drinking a diet soda. Mm-hmm. All the calories and fat from such a meal should be a far bigger concern than the unproven rumors about aspartame safety.
Unproven rumors! I'm telling you, do you know any dietitians? Shame them. If they have any humanity left, they will disavow their dietitian license. We're coming right back with more powerful healing. I'll tell you more what aspartame does after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, having a great time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, getting to, I guess we'll dismantle the government medical media complex and how it's trying to destroy your health. And even occasionally, they've got to have any shred of legitimacy at all. The mainstream, old, lame, toxic media will print up something that's, hey, pretty good, pretty good. And we'll acknowledge them when they do that. This one's by Amanda Oaklander for prevention, and it's on the Today Show website, of all things. Diet soda is doing these seven awful things to your body. Really? I expected this to be another puff piece, but they actually do something good here. So I'm going to let rip on this. One thing they didn't know about your diet soda? It's bad for your kidneys. 11-year-long Harvard Medical School study of more than 3,000 women found that diet cola is associated with a twofold increase in kidney decline. Yet that dietitian says, oh, there are 200 studies saying this stuff is safe. Right? Sorry, not happening here. It corrupts your metabolism. According to a 2008 University of Minnesota study of almost 10,000 adults, even just one diet soda a day linked to 34% higher risk of metabolic syndrome. A group of symptoms including belly fat and high cholesterol. Well, that's because it's defending all of the damage you're doing, and it's damaging your liver. Here's another thing it does. Obesity. You read that right. Diet sodas does not help you. Don't help you to lose weight at all. The University of Texas Health Science Center study found the more diet sodas you drink, the greater your risk of becoming overweight. Why? Because it depletes serotonin levels in the brain. Did I mention that? No, not yet. But your dietitian won't tell you that. They'll say, well, there's 200 studies claiming it's safe. Reduce serotonin levels in the brain, you won't know when to stop eating. And you'll keep eating, and you'll get fatter. Particularly because you're probably eating refined carbohydrates as well. That, guess what? Your dunderheaded dietitian has said to eat. How about hangovers? Hangovers, my goodness. It creates hangovers. Cocktails made with diet sodas actually increase the hangover intensity because it's toxic liver damage. And they even acknowledge other cell damage here. Diet sodas contain something regular sodas don't. Did you know there are mold inhibitors like sodium benzoate and potassium benzoate? Sometimes potassium sorbate. And they're in nearly all diet sodas. Yeah, they got to inhibit mold because there's such toxic crap in there. They can cause severe DNA damage to the mitochondria to the point that they totally inactivate mitochondrial function. Can you imagine that? Diet sodas, that's right. How about rotting teeth? Eating those sodas, drinking those sodas, it could be sugared or not. pH of 3.2? Yep, you can dissolve metal in them. You want to drink that? Really? I know, I used to. And how about reproductive issues? You trying to have a baby? You trying to have a baby? The vessel for your beverage just as harmful? Soft drink cans loaded with endocrine disruptor, bisphenol A, BPA. We've talked about the endocrine disruption. Two-year-olds drinking this stuff. Is there any wonder they're turning into adults at 7, 8, 9, and 10 years of age? Any questions? Have that linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Again, Monday through Friday, we do additional Robert Scott Bell Show shows through Natural News Radio. We start with Advanced Medicine Monday, every Monday with Dr. Rasha Bittar. And Friday's The Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. We're adding a new weekly segment, weekly hour-long segment on the Robert Scott Bell Show this Wednesday. It's going to be great. Outside the Box Wednesdays with Ty Bollinger. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. Cancer, Step Outside the Box is a phenomenal book on dealing with cancer and all the science that supports all the natural ways you can go in preventing, reversing, curing, healing cancer. Very, very exciting things happening on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I mentioned some upcoming events. November 4th will be at the Ohm Bookstore. Ohm Bookstore. And that is in Eustis, Florida. November 4th will be live, broadcasting this show, our Sunday show, live. And I'll be lecturing there. As far as I can see, it's free to the public. So come on down to Eustis. November 16th and 17th in Houston, Texas, for the Advanced Medicine Seminars. We've got those things linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. check it out there. Hey, do we have a call on the line? I think you mentioned there was an asthma call. I don't know if it's still there. And get him. Is it Rick? Yeah, let's bring Rick up. Rick is calling, I believe, from Tampa in Florida. Rick, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks, Robert. It was a pleasure meeting you at Abby's in North Tampa about a month ago or so, and I wanted to follow up on a question that I asked you there regarding asthma. I've been taking the silver hydrosol in a nebulizer form.
Yes.
And doing that twice a day, and it really has helped me improve, and I'm off of my pharmaceutical medication, and I'm breathing well. My wife and I just went for a jog and feeling good and getting my health up to speed. I was curious about the lobelia extract and the different forms. So that is the correct, the best form to use, and how to use that.
Beautiful.
For that matter.
Yeah, Rick, terrific question. I'm so pleased that you've been able to pull off your meds. And again, you know, I'm not saying to be irresponsible about this. Did I tell anybody to go cold turkey off their meds in the lecture?
No, you didn't.
No, we got to be responsible about this. It's a life-threatening scenario when you can't breathe. There's no question about that. And there's a lot of emotional fear associated, so I encourage you to take your time in seeing how you're improving so that you can reduce your reliance on it with your doctor, your pharmacist, whatever. But the reality is you can. If you can open up your air passages via non-drug methods, well, what do you need the drug for, right? So the silver hydrosol addresses, it's an astringent, it cleanses and cleans the airwaves, and it also, of course, down-regulates certain inflammatory cascades, which is a big part of the constriction of the airwaves. And, of course, it eliminates microbial contamination locally. That also can create more inflammation and over-immune or hyper-immune responses, histamine and other things that can create more asthmatic episodes. So we're seeing, in Rick's case, a reduction in that. Now, he asked about lobelia. Lobelia tincture, and one of the Native American herbs, have been known for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. It can be overdone, so you don't overdo it. But in an adult, you would take a dropper full of lobelia tincture. Look for an organic or wild crafted form of lobelia. You take that dropper full, which is what you know, the plunger, you squeeze it, it comes up in the dropper. You drop it into a large glass of clean water, and you sip on that water every day, maybe in the morning, over the span of an hour or two or three. No rush. You don't chug-a-lug it. It's not like a college drinking game. And lobelia is known to restore integrity to the pulmonary system, particularly lung tissue, the little lung passages all the way down to the alveoli, the little villi, the hair-like projections within the lungs. It will help to recover those dealing with COPD, emphysema. This is one of the most amazing God-given herbs that has been vilified by what? The Fear and Death Administration and anybody else who would try to dissuade you that nature is as powerful or more powerful than the drugs of Big Pharma. And so that's how I'd use the lobelia. I would also utilize homeopathic medicines for the lungs. There are great lung remedies that are available through King Bio, kingbio.com, and that includes the use of Spongia tosta, Drosera rotundifolia, Antimonium tartaricum, and most importantly, Bryonia alba. Bryonia alba, because it's a polycrest. It works on the liver and the lungs simultaneously. When your liver is strengthened, your lungs do not need to compensate in the same way to have a result in asthma, bronchitis, and other things. And by the way, complications from what they call influenza, once again, due to liver congestion. But your pulmonologist will never tell you what I've just told you. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Rick, for your call. We got lots more healing to go. We're going to talk about C. diff. Anybody got C. diff? That's coming up as well. Give me a call at 800-259-5791. Back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, can we throw a bone to our vegetarian friends out there in the Robert Scadbell Show audience? Oh, I know. That was just to annoy you. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to be silly here. Throw a bone to vegetarians. Very funny. Ha ha, Robert. Right. This is a story here. And you know, last week I had Steve Cooksey back on. We were talking about the diabetes warrior. He's the guy that went primal and lost all that weight and got rid of his diabetes. And yet, there's arguments that a plant-based diet is much superior to an animal-based diet. Now, here, I tend not to step into the middle of this because it's almost like a no-win scenario because there are religious zealots on the vegetarian side as well as the primal side. But I think I had a great discussion with Steve Cooksey. If you want to listen to the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show from Friday, Our Healing Revolution, it was a great show. And you'll hear that even Steve, as much as he is a primal guy, he's not out there beating, you know, like a religious zealot. Everybody should eat the way I eat. He's just letting it out. This is what happened to me, and I respect that. And I've got dear friends of mine who are vegetarian and doing just fine. Thank you very much. The point is, what is your diet doing? You've got to pay attention to your body. It's communicating to you. And I've been vegetarian, I've been animal-based, I've been a mix, so to speak. I've gone all raw, 100% vegan, I've done the other side of the thing. I try to listen to my body, it teaches me all the time. And never once will I claim to hang my hat. The moment I hang my hat and say, it's over, nothing gets better, then you could say you can stop listening. But until then, we'll keep having a good time together, getting this information out. 63% of all deaths globally in 2008 were due to non-communicable chronic conditions and diseases and conditions such as certain cancers, cardiovascular disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes. That's according to the World Health Organization. Poor diets are a major contributor factor in all of them. That's what they say. Now, they're also claiming where plant-based diets are more common, the regional rates of these types of diseases are considerably lower. Now, I will say it this way. In those areas where these chronic diseases are lower, it's largely due to the fact that they're not as contaminated, they're not as toxic, and they're not as deficient. That's my fundamental bottom line. Whether you're a meat eater or a vegetarian, it's the issue of quality that supersedes whether you're eating meat or not. I know that's going to upset some of my listeners. That's just been my experience in this. And as I talked to Steve Cooksey the other day, we talked about it. I said, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Do you have any joint pains? Do you have any high blood pressure issues? He's like, no, everything is so fantastic. Now, here's a guy, admittedly, eating lots of animal protein, lots of animal fat, but from clean sources. And he's active as all get out. This guy is running barefoot every day. He's doing the things it takes to subsist on an animal protein-focused diet. Because if you're going to be sedentary and you're going to eat the way Steve Cooksey is, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to produce far more metabolic waste like uric acid than your body is prepared to process and excrete. Not only will you have joint pain, but you could have cardiovascular disease, even on the clean stuff, simply because you're eating improperly based on what your metabolic needs really are. If you're continually breaking down and you need to repair and rebuild muscle and other things because of the type of intense workouts or trainings or job that you have out there working the fields, that will necessitate a different diet. Now, I do know some vegetarians that are able to do that as well and sustain it. And if it's working for you, God bless you. I'm not here to dissuade you. But I am here to impact, hopefully positively, on your choices in the quality selection of your food, whether it be vegetarian or meat-based, as I said. Non-GMO, pesticide-free, pasture-fed, that kind of thing. Critically necessary because we see even a vegetarian diet based on eating GMO corn is a disaster. As we saw in the rat study out of France, where the tumors were developing in these poor little mice or rats eating genetically modified corn and other foodstuffs that aren't food. So what are you doing to wake up your friends, your family, your neighbors? Be like Coast Guard Corey out there, our good friend Corey Sidlow. He's in the Coast Guard, and he is an activist every moment, every waking moment. This guy lives, breathes, and sleeps, all of it. Activism and waking up his family members, his friends. You should see the pictures on Facebook if you aren't a friend of Corey's. Check it out. His little scooter's doing for GMO awareness. Cool stuff. By the way, support Prop 37. Not much time left. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues. Go to robertscottbell.com. Support our sponsors. I'll get to the C. diff issue next. Clostridium difficile? Yes, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll tell you how to deal after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need
need for an airbrush or other spray equipment? Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So I am glad to be with you, as I always am here. RobertScottBell.com is the link online. And, of course, when you want to archive, you can also listen through iTunes. The Sunday broadcast is available through iTunes, as is my Monday through Friday, archived through GCN and archived through Natural News Radio. So you'll never have to miss a moment. Tell your friends. Hundreds and hundreds of hours downloadable for absolutely free, because we believe this is the gift of healing that keeps on giving here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Now, what else we want to do? I talked about the vegetarians, threw them a bone. Ha, 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 funny bone, right? And what else do we need to do here besides that? Well, again, I want to emphasize that the quality matters more than anything. There's a story here real briefly before I get into the Clostridium difficile information. Kroger stores are now banning sprouts. It's too dangerous. Walmart already stopped selling sprouts a while back. But my question to you is, why would you go to a mass market merchandise retailer for sprouts? Come on. Go to a local health food store or make them yourself. Sprouting. You need a sprouting kit. I know. If you have a kitty cat at home, you got to hide it from them because they tend to want to use those as a litter. Then you don't want them. But that's another story. But Kroger announced they've stopped the sprouts because after a science-based review, you know, the way you grow it in a mass market. It doesn't. See, sprouts don't. Not that anything should. But the whole idea of mass agriculture, abandoning organic practices, local practices. I mean, that's where we went wrong. This idea that we could make a zillion acres and convert them into monocrops and expect that they will have the same value to the body when we give it to you, and then we ship it halfway around the world. No, it's not. We're going back to local. We're going back to local. One of the most important messages that I can, you know, send out to you is start growing something, even if it's one thing, even if it's some sprouts. Get something, start growing it. Plant a seed in your windowsill if that's where you are in the northern climes. Find a way to do a little bit of something. We need food independence. We need food sovereignty as much as we need health sovereignty and health freedom. And it isn't that we get there through begging either. We can't beg our way back. Please, like you know, we talk about the marriage license issue that got me a little ornery last hour. Please let us get married without a license. No, screw that. Don't ask for permission. We're not as required. You get married based, hey, why don't you register, if you want to register somewhere, your marriage and your Bible, your family Bible, if you have one of those. You used to do it that way. Why not do it now? What happened? Oh, well, the Bible expired. According to the government, that's not good enough. The common law, the basic law, the contract law between you and your spouse and your church or God, that kind of thing. And in the case of growing your own food, that's another issue. these places, these governments saying, oh, you can't grow in the front of your home, grow on the side or the back. Even then, they might say, hey, it's an eyesore. We got to keep your property values up. You need to meet with, if you're invested and live in these gated communities, you want to be outspoken, start waking your community up to the fact that the food might not be as available and easy as it once was. And you got to convert those little contracts that say you can't grow in your front lawn or anywhere else and start saying, well, we want to have everybody growing something. And understand that's where the real value, the property values, that's bunk. That's artificial. That's Federal Reserve created out of thin air. Property values are popping up for another bubble just to collapse. And then where are you going to be? You're going to lose your house again? Not going to be able to buy food because it won't be available because you won't grow it because our community said we're not allowed to grow it? This is the kind of craziness that's happening. We have such a society devoid of real value here. And it's going to take the cancer of the economy, the collapse of the economy, maybe to wake you up to find out what is of real value. Are you ready to discover that yet? Or do you have to go on the edge of starvation before you wake up and realize what's really important here? Of course, you could always go into the hospital. And I'm sure they'll nurse you back to health, won't they? But here's the article I wanted to reference on the Clostridium difficile. Hospital food, they're now claiming, is contaminated with C. diff. Now here, I wasn't one that said you should be eating hospital food even before this pronouncement. In fact, I said, if you're in the hospital, please, if you have a family member, a friend, feed them, bring them food from outside. Do not let them eat what the hospital is serving them. They're probably giving them Diet Cokes and Diet Pepsis, aspartame-laced yogurts, and Jell-O with artificial colorings. This is the kind of stuff they call food in a hospital because what? Dietitians write the menus. Did we already disqualify them? Yeah, I think we did. If you didn't hear it, go back and listen on the archives. Robert Scott Bell Show on. One more segment. I will get further into what to do about blout, Clostridium difficile after this break. And it doesn't involve antibiotics or hospital food. We'll be right back.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health?
Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
It's hard to believe it's almost been a couple of hours. Fastest 2 hours of healing on radio. Living up to its name here, the Robert Scott Bell Show. But five additional days of the week, so you don't have to panic. And yes, we are all organic. Or beyond it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. Once again, the number through the week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Give me a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Reminding you, upcoming 2 weeks from today, November 4th, that is a Sunday, we will be live at the Windhorse Center at the Ohm Bookstore for a big celebration of life holistic health festival. I'll be broadcasting live from the event. You can ask your questions in person. I'll be lecturing after the event right there on a lot of different healing things. You'll be able to ask me questions firsthand in person. So that'll be very exciting. And that's in Eustis, Florida. The number, if you have questions, is 866-710-5626. 866-710-5626. You want to be part of a live remote broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's coming up. But in the meantime, could I have some more hospital food, please? And can you sprinkle a little bit more Clostridium difficile? I want some C. diff on mine. Oh, did you think that was sea salt? No, it's C. diff. C. diff. Can you imagine the hospital food contaminated with C. diff? Amazing. Amazing what they're doing here. And, of course, it was the hospitals, it was the doctors themselves that facilitated the growth of Clostridium difficile outside of its existence prior to the introduction of proton pump inhibiting drugs. Those things that will, what? Stop your production of stomach acid. Alter the pH of your stomach and small intestine, the upper aspects of the small intestine. Suddenly, the C. diff that may have been there, never noticed before, suddenly splashing out well above and beyond its welcome balanced state. And the doctors that created it will give you plenty of antibiotics after antibiotic. And they will continue to prescribe for you the acid-blocking drugs, which will facilitate even more growth of C. diff because it alters the pH and allows it to grow there. But now Houston researchers have found that about one quarter of nearly 100 hospital food samples they tested were positive for C. diff. We didn't used to catch C. diff from outside. We created it from within. And now we're eating it in the hospitals because dietitians and medical dunderheads as well. Dunderhead is the word of the day, isn't it? It's a great word, dunderhead. Come on, isn't it? You got to get. It's not a cuss word, but it says exactly what it sounds like. If you're a dunderhead, wouldn't you like to be a dunderhead too? No, probably not. But if you're a dietitian, by definition, you're a dunderhead. Yeah, I know some of them are nutritionists that have gotten the dunderheaded dietitian license just so they could have special status. But stop asking for permission where none is required. But Robert, they'll put me out of business. We have got to stop being a nation of wimps and wussies. It's time to stop saying I have to play by their rules in order to be able to survive. Because their rules facilitate and precipitate death, decay, disintegration, and dying, and dependence, and slavery. And if you're for slavery, you're for licensure. That's right. Licensure is a form of slavery to the state. It is. It is. It needs to be said. Stop it. What are we going to do about C. diff? Well, you could go to doctors and get a fecal transplant. Ooh, what? Yeah, I said it. They're proposing fecal transplants now. They're getting poop from other people, and I guess they're growing them in Petri dishes, and then they're going, hey, let's put this in you. No, thank you. And, of course, there may be legitimacy to it, but why not take probiotics that you can ingest orally and not from somebody else's poop? Wouldn't that be preferable? It would for me. How about for you? Call up Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com. Check it out, linked up in the show notes today. 866-424-1077. Say, Jonathan, I don't want a fecal transplant. I'd rather have some Dr. O'Hara's that I could take by a mouth. Yeah, that's it. That's it. We can do that. Of course, you can tamp down the C. diff, but if you are in the throes of a massive C. diff explosion, thanks to doctors and dietitians, you could ingest the silver hydrosol, a tablespoon at a time, ingest orally, swallow it down directly. Don't hold it in your mouth in this case. It'll get to the stomach. If you need it to get further into the GI tract, however, you will take that tablespoon along with a tablespoon or two of aloe vera at a 1-to-1 ratio to drive the silver down to eliminate dysbiosis and upregulate the healing of tissue. And, of course, I would hope that you now are on something that will actually regenerate normal metabolic digestive functions. In addition to the probiotics 12 that we get, Dr. O'Hara's, from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. How do we do that? You can also ask Jonathan for some CanGest. He'll send you this powder in a tea. You make it into a tea by putting it into warm water 3 times a day as well, and you will correct the function of digestion of the stomach, the small intestine, the gallbladder, the liver, etc. And we did talk a lot about liver today, did we not? How to get the liver working again, because even those phony flu death statistics are not even due to the influenza virus that they claim to have found that they didn't find, but it's due to liver congestion in even quote-unquote healthy children that are dying from the flu. They can't handle the cascade, the immune cascades. Their liver is too congested. Why? Because they've been given so much Tylenol in their life. They've been on antibiotics. They've been vaccinated. They're eating food with artificial sweeteners, additives, preservatives, coloring, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and the like, and GMOs. Say yes to Prop 37. Say no to Monsanto if you're in California. Please talk to a neighbor about it. They're being propagandized to death by the biotech industry, spending tens of millions of dollars to squash the message of if you label it, you end it. That's it. The libertarians are going, you can't mandate labeling. Screw y'all. Well, you're not a libertarian if you believe that the corporations could be allowed to lie to you either. That's not libertarian. And once they label it, the GMOs are labeled, we will end them because you will now look and you'll have a choice and you won't buy them. Right now, 70% of people eating the 80% of the corn that's genetically modified because it's not labeled, unless you're purposefully choosing organic. Whew, I can't believe it. We made it through another Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been great. Enjoyed it, every minute of it. And I hope I didn't frighten you or your grandma away, but it's really to empower you with a message of health, freedom, and creativity and creation. There's a new article up at the Robert Scott Bell Show on the disaster that is voting for either Obama or Romney. Are you really awake, or do you go back to sleep every 4 years when they convince you it matters? This is the place where it does matter. And the energy is here as well. Go check it out, Structured Water Technologies, where we restore that healing energy to your body via the water as well. In the meantime, 5 days additional, the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday tomorrow. We have the Health Ranger coming up Tuesday. Oh, my gosh, the healing is yours. Why? Because I remind you, I simply remind you what? On the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.